You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. We've got some news out of EKU, both for EKU Hoops and for EKU Baseball, as well as the softball team rolling along. And we're talking with EKU Baseball infielder Colby Ott tonight. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour.
McKinney looks, steps into pocket, throws, open receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour, presented by Righteous Felon Jerky, IPM Pest and Termite, and All Around Roofing. It is a gorgeous Monday evening, and we have plenty of things to talk about today. I'm your host, Vince Stover. I'm all by myself again tonight. Ryan Jackson, who joins us as a co-host often, is busy with football things, school schedule, and things of that nature. And so not with us again tonight. That being said, though, we do have a guest coming up in about 10 minutes. Colby Ott from EKU Baseball will join us, coming off of a sweep of North Alabama this past weekend, and head into some fun games this weekend. Northern Kentucky comes to town, and Stetson as well this weekend. So we'll talk to Colby about the A-Sun schedule, how they are faring so far, and what is ahead. Of course, we've got some EKU Baseball news to cover as well. And I guess we'll go ahead and start with that news. Head coach Chris Prothro, it was announced today that he is going on an immediate medical leave of absence. I asked, not him, but I asked somebody in the university, is he okay? And the response I got was, I think he will be. It's what I was told is not necessarily life-threatening, but also serious at the same time. So that's what I was told. That's all the information I was given, and I don't know what that means. And so nonetheless, our prayers are for Coach Pro, and I have reached out to him, and he responded, just let him know I was praying for him. And, you know, we wish the best for him and hope that he can take care of whatever the issue is, and will be full recovery and back at the ball field before too long. Of course, Coach Walt Jones takes over now for Coach Pro in his absence. He's been around the university. Of course, he has a plenty good resume as well. I believe he has the respect of the players, too. And every player we've talked to has loved Coach Walt, and so he will take over. We did offer for Coach Walt to come on the program tonight, but with everything happening, chose not to this week. We should hopefully chat with him in the next week or two as well. And but we're looking forward to seeing now. You know, we're in this A-Sun season, and EKU, although they've struggled out of conference, have looked really good in conference, and opportunities this week with Northern Kentucky, which is out of conference, and then Stetson in conference as well. And so we're excited to see how that goes. And we'll talk with Colby about the upcoming games. Also, we're not going to press Colby at all on Coach Pro. We'll ask a question or two just about the team. But if you're expecting that tonight, you're not going to get it. And we'll respect Coach Pro's privacy as much as possible. And just keep praying for him. There is other news, though, in the EKU sports world. It was announced today and confirmed today that Devontae Blanton is returning to EKU hoops for his final year of eligibility. This is huge news for the EKU men's basketball team. Of course, Tayshaun Comer and Leland Walker have both announced they're transferring. John Ukamoto transferring. Michael Moreno graduated. Isaiah Cozart graduated. They're losing a lot next year. And there's been a lot of questions in the air. A lot of rumors have been going around, too. None of them I have found any base to, so I'm not sure. We'll see where it goes. I guess possible coaching staff shakeup, coach getting an opportunity somewhere else. I've reached out to multiple sources, both in the university and outside of the university, and everyone has said the same thing. I've not heard that, so we'll see where that goes. I did hear one rumor that maybe Coach Hamilton would be on the move. I do not see that happening. I did not ask him. I did ask one source. No, I did not ask about this, actually. I don't think there's any merit to it. And I think especially with Tay-Tay returning, I think it solidifies the fact that A-Dub would be returning as well. I could have asked, but I figured I don't know. I don't feel like that one. I didn't feel like there was enough behind that rumor to even warrant asking. And then, of course, you got some other guys there, guys that have been around the program, young guys, Torner Butchery, of course, a big part of that as well. And at this point, we've not heard of anybody else leaving other than the guys that I already mentioned. So obviously, they're going to build. They're going to build through the transfer portal, and they'll probably bring in a freshman or two as well. But they're going to work on building that team back up, and it's going to be interesting to see how they rebuild that roster. Coach Hamilton has done a great job in the recruiting world, both high school and transfer portal. What will he do to rebuild for next year is yet to be seen, but I know just following the transfer portal, there have been some really good players that EKU is in on, and we'll just see how it shakes out. And at this point, I think Coach Hamilton has earned our trust to go out and build the team that he thinks he can win with. So we're excited to see how the roster takes shape, and we're incredibly excited to hear that Tay-Tay is returning, Devontae Blanton returning for his final year of eligibility. Which I had heard there was a possibility of that. And honestly, I just kind of thought with the guys who were leaving that he would probably leave as well. But he's chosen to stay. And that's good news for EKU men's hoops. On the softball field, Maddie Rudin just continues to absolutely crush her freshman season. She came on the show several weeks ago after her no-hitter in her first ever game in college. And she has just continued to shine. She struck out 13 and the game this weekend. She's got an ERA of 1.27, 12 wins, 2 losses, 1 save included in that too. She has 71 strikeouts and 82.2 innings. So she is rolling in her freshman year. And the EKU women's softball team, by the way, is rolling also. They've had a really great start to the season, both non-conference and the in-conference, the conference season that started up recently as well. And we continue just to see the softball team show up. They are 9-0 at home, 7-0 on the road, 6-0 in the conference play. The only losses they have are on neutral sites. They're 7-4 on neutral sites, 23-4 overall with a 14-game win streak. So congrats to the ladies there of EKU softball. And I'm excited to see what they're doing right now. And they're having quite the season for sure. All right. Well, tonight, though, our plan is to mainly talk EKU baseball, and we're going to do that here in just a moment with infielder Colby Ott. And before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, hear a quick word from our sponsors over at Righteous Felon Jerky. And when we come back, we're talking EKU baseball with Colby Ott.
Say hello to America's most wanted craft beef jerky. Over 15 flavors with all kinds of character. The number one jerky gift box and all natural black Angus quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Taste the flavor revolution at RighteousFelon.com. Use the promo code STOVE15 at checkout. That's RighteousFelon.com. Promo code STOVE15 at checkout.
Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour, presented by Righteous Felon Jerky, IPM Pest and Termite, and All Around Roofing. As you just heard, Righteous Felon Jerky has been sponsoring our show all season, And with the code STOVE15, you get 15% off your purchase. I just want to tell you, they've got several flavors that are there. Great, great jerky. The texture is phenomenal. I've not had a better textured jerky, and I've had a whole lot of jerky. But nonetheless, they've got some wonderful flavors. The Soul Survivor, which is a Korean barbecue. The Bootleggin' Barbecue, which is a Carolina barbecue. They've got teriyaki. They've got a turkey jerky called the Fowl Capone. It's phenomenal. They've got the Bourbon Franklin, all kinds of flavors there. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried them yet, you got to go try them out. Go to RighteousFelon.com. Use the code STOVE15 at checkout. You're going to get 15% off your purchase. All right, it's time to bring in our guest this evening. He is shortstop, second base, designated hitter. He's played a couple different places around so far this season. And he's joining us now for the first time on the program, the one and only Colby Ott. How you doing, Colby?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing awesome, man. Congrats so far on a very successful first part of the season, especially individually. A lot of fun to watch you out there playing. We have seen you move around a couple different spots and places like that as well. And I want to get to all that. First, I do want to ask you, of course, the news broke today about Coach Pro taking his leave of absence. I'm not going to ask you about what you guys were told or anything like that, but I'm just curious, how's the team feeling? I mean, it's only been a few hours since you guys got the news earlier today. How's the team feeling, and what's the thought process now to move forward?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, man, to hear that kind of thing. When you spend so much time with a coaching staff and a team and just a great overall person like Coach Pro, it's, you all get really close pretty quickly. So it was some tough news to hear, but we talked amongst ourselves, and we're just going to try and take it one day at a time, like he always tells us. So,
yeah. And of course, Coach Walt takes over. It sounds like you guys have a ton of respect for him and what he brings to the table as well. I know he's not going to shake things up drastically, do things different than Coach Pro would do them. Tell us a little about Coach Walt, though. We've had him on the show one time, but tell us a little about him and the expectation that he's given to you guys with this news.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Coach Jones, as does the rest of the team. Same with the rest of the coaching staff. They're well equipped to handle a situation like this. So we're not worried that, the ship's going to sink or anything like that. Coach Jones does a lot of work with the hitters, so I get to be around him a lot. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for the way he goes about his business. And, the respect is mutual. He, is really conscientious of our time and what we want to do to get work done. And so, we're not worried. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season, the matchup this week, and, playing under him is going to be just the same. Him and Coach Pro ran the ship together. So, and it's, they always tell us it's the players that have the power. So as long as we're all still here, we're going to be just fine.
Awesome, man. All right, let's get to some more lighthearted things. First of all, the ASUN conference games so far have gone much better than the non-conference games for you guys. I'm trying to remember which guy we talked with about this, but you transition into the conference play. And at the end of the day, non-conference matters. It helps, especially towards the end of the season when you're looking to try to get into tournaments and things like that. But ultimately, once you get into conference play, all you got to do is win the conference and you get to be where you want to be, right? So that mindset that shifted once you guys started conference play, what was the rallying cry, I guess, as you turned to ASUN play?
Well, like you said, beginning of the season, non-conference didn't go the way we wanted it to go. But like you said, it's almost the start of a new season once conference starts, And so the message going into the first conference series was let's try and go 1-0. And we end up losing that first game on a heartbreaking walk-off. And so they just kept saying, we just got to go 1-0. We just got to keep going, take it day by day. And the next day we were able to come out and play well and end up getting a win. So then the next day we just kept going one day at a time, and we started to feel a little bit of a different energy. We started winning these conference games. And so we just kind of adopted the theory that it is a new season and things are turning around for us.
Yeah. You guys get the sweep this past weekend with North Alabama. You had some good outings against North Alabama, of course, as well. And then so getting Central Arkansas and North Alabama is a big deal. 10-0 on Friday night, 6-5 on Saturday, 5-1 on Sunday against North Alabama. So is there some momentum you feel like starting to carry over for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. The first game, they had a good starter, and we kind of got them out of who they were trying to be by being who we're trying to be. And so, and I think that whole series, they never really recovered from that. They just kept, we just kept rolling, and they just kept, you know, taking punches from us. And overall, it just, we just overpowered them throughout the whole series. And we were starting to feel the momentum go. And once the same way the beginning of the season, the ball was rolling the wrong way and it just kept going and going. And now it feels like it's rolling the right way and it's going and going. So we're pretty excited about it.
Is the team excited about the Barbie movie on Tuesday?
You know, I can't say for the rest of the guys. I've never seen it, so maybe I'll stick around and watch the flick, but I don't know.
So after the game Tuesday night is they're going to play the Barbie movie for everybody that's in attendance. If you didn't know that, get your ticket, and you can catch that. It's following the Northern Kentucky game. And then back to the conference on the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday series against Stetson. You know, having all this amount of games here at home, how do you like that versus having it broken up between having to travel and then come back and play at home? Does it matter at all?
You know, I think it can and it can't matter. Having the games at home kind of gives you the opportunity to build some momentum, especially when you're winning them. Not having to travel real far, you get the same routine kind of down, and you get to just keep stacking wins on top of each other. But then that kind of leads to having so many at home, you'll have so many away in a row at the same time. So it can go both ways. I think really no matter what happens, home, away, long trip, short trip, when they say play ball, we're ready to do our thing. So it doesn't matter a whole lot.
I like it. Let's talk about your season so far. You've played a couple different positions. Where are you most comfortable at on the field?
I think anywhere up the middle, shortstop, second base. I've played a considerable amount of time throughout my entire baseball career at both spots. So I like both.
Yeah. And then, you know, and the order, I mean, you've bat leadoff. You've hit down a little further, things like that. Do you have a preference on where you're hitting at as far as just where you're most comfortable at?
Anywhere the coaches want to put me in the lineup, I'll be happy to see my name in there. But I don't mind the leadoff spot. I wouldn't say I'm as a traditional leadoff hitter as most. I'm a pretty aggressive hitter, swinging the bat early in the count. But, you know, as long as it's productive, that's what we're trying to do anyways, get out there and punch somebody in the mouth. So
you're hitting .284 right now on the season. You've got 6 walks, 4 RBIs, 8 doubles. 0 home runs. So when's the first dinger coming this season?
You know, I've been trying. My buddy Ron keeps telling me I got no jugo, which means I got no juice.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll take a double all day long. Yep. As long as it gets the guy behind me up to the plate. So.
Yeah. Now, your buddy Ron, is that Ron Franklin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he does have some jugo, but yeah. talk about the camaraderie of the team. How long did it take you guys to kind of come together? Because you got a lot of new guys this year that, it, you know, including yourself, where you got guys that are mixed from that have been here for a couple of years, guys that are new this year, guys who were here but haven't played until this year, those kinds of things. So how hard is it to meld a locker room together in current day college baseball?
I think I spoke on it earlier. When you're all in the same place every day working towards the same goal, it's pretty easily. But Coach Jones and Coach Pro said all the time that there's a ton of guys here from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different places and walks of life, and that's by design. It's so that we can all be better for it. And I'm pretty grateful for that, to meet all these different types of dudes. And I think when you got guys like this on the team that are made of the right stuff, that go about their business the right way, it's pretty easy to come together pretty quick, and I feel like we did so.
Has it been frustrating that your home games have been played, and a lot of them not in great weather? I mean, you know it's coming. It's springtime, and we're getting there. I feel like every time it's like, all right, EKU game tonight, what's it going to look like? Well, it might rain. It's 40 degrees. It's, you know, those kinds of things. Has there been any, like, come on, seriously, let's warm this up a little bit?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said that we weren't wishing for it to be a little warmer. Every day we show up and get to play, it's a blessing, and we're excited for it. But yeah, we were just talking about it in the dugout the other day. Me and a couple of the other guys were like, man, I would kill to just sweat right now for a little bit.
Well, you'll be in Florida next week, so you'll probably get that opportunity soon enough. And hopefully good weather this weekend here, of course, as well. You come from Missouri, Festus, Missouri, is at least that's what the bio says on you. How had you been to Kentucky much before coming to school here?
No, sir, not really.
So how do you like in Kentucky? I guess specifically Richmond. You have to say nice things about Richmond, Kentucky.
Oh yeah, I really like it. I'm from a smaller town in Missouri and went to JUCO, got the opportunity to come here, and I fell in love with the place. Everybody here has been nothing but, you know, amazing and super nice to me. And the town's great. It's great support from all the people around here. So I've loved it so far.
Since your freshman year at Jefferson College, what do you think is the area you've grown the most in baseball wise?
You know, it's tough to say. I would say just being a better teammate probably is just, that's the best thing that you can, I would say you can do as a baseball player. Like your skills are going to develop, you know, certain things, maybe your power, you know, but to truly like enjoy your experience and win baseball games a lot is just to go out there and enjoy your time with your teammates and enjoy being on the field and understand that not a lot of people get that opportunity. And I think like when you think about it that way, you'll have a lot more fun playing the game while you're doing it instead of stressing about what's going on.
Yeah, that's a great mindset to have for sure. Tell us a little bit though about your upbringing. You was it baseball your entire life? I'm assuming you played some other sports as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've played baseball since I can remember. I was like four, I think, playing t-ball. I played a lot of football in middle school and high school, and I really liked it. And thought about, there was a time I was like, do I want to play college football? Or do I want to play college baseball? And I just loved baseball too much to stop playing. So I just decided that that's the route I wanted to go, and ended up going JUCO and just absolutely loved my time there. I think that was the best thing for me, just because it's baseball at its purest form. There's no bright lights or fancy equipment or gear. It's just, you know, you and nine guys in a sand lot basically. So that was good, but it fit my upbringing for sure. Just kind of small town, hardworking kind of people. So I loved every minute of it. And that's why I like Richmond so much. It's not too flashy lights for me, but it's also, you know, nice things with good support.
Definitely. All right. So you're listed as 5'11", 180. That's what they have on the website. So you can blame KB if that's wrong. But what position did you play in football?
I was a safety.
Safety. Okay. And so if you weren't playing basketball, football would have been the direction you would have went?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what was your dream? And I know this sounds, I promise none of our listeners will hold any angst against you. What was your dream school? Like, was it Missouri or a school in the area? What was your dream school?
You know, I hadn't really thought about it a whole lot. I just knew that I wanted to play ball like at the highest level that I could. And so I wasn't like thinking of like, man, I really want to go to this place. Like I just dream of going to this place. I was just like really focused on how can I get to the best place that I can get to. And so I had like a Division II offer in Missouri out of high school. And I was like, I just think like it wouldn't be the best fit for me. So then I decided that I wanted to go JUCO. And our JUCO coach used to make that point all the time that playing for the Jefferson College Vikings probably wasn't our dream growing up. But, you know, it was plenty good for me at that time. And now, you know, Eastern Kentucky and here in Richmond's plenty good for me now. So I'm happy to be here.
I mean, that's the truth of it all. If you want to play, you go where you can play. And that's your dream school ultimately is the school that gives you the opportunity when it's all said and done. How'd you end up at EKU? What was the draw that got you here?
Well, in high school, my high school assistant coach had been college roommates with Coach Pro a long time ago.
Okay.
And so I had actually talked to Coach Pro a little bit when he was at South Alabama. And then COVID and like just life happened and stuff went the other way. And I started looking and ended up going to a junior college, Jefferson College of Missouri. And after that, I had two pretty good seasons there and was looking for somewhere to go and had talked to some other schools. And Coach Pro texted me one day and asked if we could get on the phone. He called me and said that he wanted me to come here. And that I felt like that was kind of a full circle moment for me, and that was kind of a sign that that's where I needed to be. So that's what, how I ended up here.
Man, that's pretty cool. It is amazing, isn't it, how everything kind of connects in life at some point. I know you're still pretty young, but you'll continue to see that throughout the rest of your life. Everything kind of connects somewhere along the way. What's your walkout song when you come up to bat?
It's Feeling Good by Michael Bublé.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that's one that my son sings every time we're there. As soon as it comes on, he's ready to rock out with that one. Who do you think has the best walk-up song? You can't count yourself on the team. Who do you think has the best walk-up song?
I actually really like Justin Carinci's. I don't know if you guys, he's been back in the lineup recently, which I'm super excited for. And I actually really like his walk-up song. I actually wanted to do it. And then he said he was going to do it. And I was like, I like it for you. So
yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah. And he usually plays second, right? And you'll cover short when he's playing second. Sir. Yeah. Talk about the young guys, because even though it's your first year at EKU, you are a junior, and you guys have some young guys, you know, Silas behind the plate, but Tate has been, he's just been raking as of late as well. When you see the freshmen out there, what kind of advice do you give them, if any? Do you go up to them and say, hey, here's some, you know, what I've learned in life so far?
You know, it's, first off, it's cool to see those young guys having success out there. Tate's been tearing it up for a little bit. He hit in the two hole right behind me. We were talking about how we were the little 1-2 punch, but, you know, I haven't had any reason to give Tate any advice. He's been doing just fine on his own, but, I would just say that, like, we're all just – we don't really even think about it as I'm older than this guy and he's younger. Like, as far as I'm concerned, we're all out there doing the same thing on the same journey. So I think we just give each other advice and try to help each other out as much as possible. Like, as much as anything I've ever said to Tate, he's probably helped me just as much. So
I like it. You're very good at these answers, by the way. Careful with your words. I like it overall. I think it's good. Talk to me about the pitchers on your guys' team. There have been some struggles this year as far as the outcomes and things like that go, but we've seen a lot of potential from these guys. We've had Riker on. Absolutely love him to death. Love watching him pitch. Of course, Nathan Lawson comes out, has a big game this past week as well. You've got some veteran guys also. Who's the pitcher that you say, you know, if I had to face him, I think, you know, I'm sure confidence-wise you think I can hit anybody, but you'd say this is the one guy that I would say if I had to face consistently, I wouldn't be so happy about.
Yeah. Well, Riker is a fellow Region 16 Missouri JUCO guy, so have actually got to face him a few times in real game-like situations.
Okay.
Nate, too. Nate, we've faced each other in inter squads. Hate to admit this, but he's got me like 0-5 right now. So
okay,
he's Nate's got really good stuff. Riker's got really good stuff. All our guys that started this weekend, Nate, Riker, Jack, they've all really impressed me this weekend, but just the whole season. And just even when stuff wasn't going our way on the pitcher side, like I was just super excited and proud of how the guys showed up and just kept going. And now I'm happy to see it finally going their way a little bit.
Now, having that relationship to a degree with Riker, was that something when you guys got on campus together, you guys immediately kind of clicked with, or was it just in passing, hey, man, what's up?
No, it was definitely something we clicked with. We went to rival JUCOs,
okay,
and our JUCO got the better of them when it mattered in the tournament, so we like to give them crap a little bit, but it's all in good fun. We've gotten really close over the past 8 months or however so we've been here, so.
Awesome, man. All right, so you guys got Northern Kentucky coming up on Tuesday. Trying to kind of just get another non-conference win under the belt, secure that up. You guys have had some really close games along the way as well. And then again, we go back to the conference this weekend against Stetson. You know, when you guys look at the what's ahead, I know one game at a time, I get that. But you look ahead and you say, okay, we've got Northern Kentucky. We need to go take care of business against them. And then turn our attention right back to what we're trying to do and win the conference. as well. Is it weird to have the non-conference games sprinkled in amongst the conference games, or do you think much about conference, non-conference once you get into the season?
I wouldn't say it's weird. You know, it's definitely, you know, the midweek game in general is a little bit different routine than, you know, your weekend series. But we look at every game the same way. We expect to win when we go out there, and we do our best to do so. I think it's pretty easy to flip the switch on when you're going to a conference series, because, you know, it's time to get to work. But the same goes for a midweek as well. So,
well, and you guys will have extra motivation tomorrow as well with the Coach Pro news and everything also. So I'm sure you guys won't be sleeping when it comes out to it as well. We do have a comment on YouTube right now. Shout out to Kobe from back home in Missouri. The pleasure of watching you play middle school through JUCO. Great work ethic. Unmatched there from Jeff Whitener. So there you go. I'm assuming you know Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. And we appreciate Jeff for tuning in tonight and sharing it on Twitter as well. And appreciate everybody watching also. All right. So Colby, what's the one thing that you want to individually improve on between now and the end of the season?
Well, you kind of hit on it earlier. I would like to have a ball or two leave the park at some point.
Yeah.
But you know, just in general, I think improving on any aspect of the game, anytime you can make an improvement on something, it's a win. Just like, you know, anytime the team can make an improvement, it's a win. And, you know, Coach Pro had a message for us all the time. And the message was the journey of this season is a journey to see the light at the end of the tunnel and find out what playing our best looks like. And so that's really what I want to try and do for myself, is find out what playing my best looks like, and for the team to find out what playing our best looks like.
What uniform is your favorite? You guys got the blacks, you got the maroons, you got the whites, you got the pinstripes.
I like the pinstripes. I've never got to wear a uniform with pinstripes before, so it's pretty cool.
They look sharp, man. I love the pinstripes also. I'm a fan of those. And I'm not typically, well, I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan, and they wear pinstripes sometimes, and I like that. Of course, you're from Missouri. Are you a Cardinals fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. the year you guys had last year is probably the year that the Brewers are going to have this year. So we'll probably switch places. But anyways, I don't feel like people can pick on Brewers fans. We have nothing. We've never won anything, so there's no reason to pick on us. Just feel sorry for us. all right. I'm blabbing on now. Colby, listen, we're enjoying cheering you on. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you chose EKU and that you're playing for the Colonels. We enjoy coming out and watching you guys on the ballpark. You guys are a really fun team to watch. And even though that hasn't all turned out the way that you want it to turn out, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm excited for you guys. We love coming out and watching. I've got two boys. We come out and watch the family and have a blast with it. So good luck this week. Good luck the rest of the way as well. We're cheering you on. We're excited to see where it all leads for this season and hopefully down the road as well. And Colby, man, we appreciate you coming on and talking to us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
You're welcome. It's Colby Ott from EKU Baseball. And again, they've got a game Tuesday night at home against Northern Kentucky, followed by a home series this weekend against Stetson. Check the website for game times. I think Tuesday night's 4:00, first pitch. Then again, they're showing the Barbie movie afterwards, which does not intrigue me much, but maybe it does you. So make sure you come out and watch and have a good time with that. All right. The plan is next week we'll be back with another guest and other things as well. Looking forward to hopefully having Ryan back with us shortly as well as a co-host and seeing him around also. Lots of stuff going on. EKU football has all their spring stuff going on. Spring game coming up next month. As well, and we'll be talking some EKU football in the days ahead, and of course a focus on EKU baseball each week as well. If you love baseball, check out Sunday night's episode. The Sports Stove Fantasy Baseball Show goes live at 8:00. I'm joined by Kevin Wilson from BellyUpsFantasySports.com, and we break down all things fantasy baseball. Of course, the Major League season tips off. First pitch is on Thursday, so we'd be excited about that as well. And every Wednesday night, my dad joins me. And we talk general sports talk, NFL, Major League Baseball, and, of course, college basketball as well. That'll be at 8:00 right here on YouTube as well. Follow us on social media if you don't already. The Sports Stove, @SportsStove. And, of course, check out our sponsors, Righteous Felon Jerky, IPM Pest and Termite, and All Around Roofing. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Thanks to Colby Ott for coming on and talking with us. And thanks to KB for helping us get that set up. Until next time, we'll see you around the sports stove.